Have you ever read a brilliant professor's paper and wondered, why is this so hard to follow? The answer lies in what psychologists call the curse of knowledge. Once we know something, we find it nearly impossible to imagine what it's like not to know it. This cognitive blind spot explains why experts often write impenetrable prose. While speaking comes naturally to humans, children learn it without formal instruction, writing is an artificial technology that emerged only 5,000 years ago. When we speak, we can see our listeners' confused expression and adjust accordingly. Writers enjoy no such luxury. We must imagine an audience we cannot see. This fundamental challenge makes writing inherently difficult, even for the most intelligent among us. The physicist casually references quantum entanglement without explanation. The lawyer peppers documents with jargon. The professor assumes students already grasp foundational concepts. The result? Prose that seems perfectly clear to the writer but leaves readers bewildered. Overcoming this curse requires a deliberate mental effort to step outside your expertise and see your words through fresh eyes. The essential first step toward writing that truly connects. Imagine standing with a friend at a scenic overlook. Look at that waterfall, you say, pointing to something you both can see. This natural interaction forms the foundation of classic style, an approach to writing that treats prose as a window onto reality rather than a performance of intelligence. Compare. Academic style. It has been observed that the presence of significant quantities of dihydrogen monoxide in the cranial cavity is associated with adverse cognitive and physiological outcomes. Classic style. Water in the brain can kill you. Classic style eliminates meta-discourse, unnecessary hedging, and professional narcissism. It creates the impression of a natural conversation between equals, using concrete language and direct statements. This doesn't mean simplifying complex ideas. It assumes the reader is equally intelligent but simply lacks specific knowledge you possess. By adopting classic style, you clarify thinking and create prose that respect readers' time, engaging through transparency rather than complexity. Why do some sentences flow effortlessly while others confuse us? Sentences are hierarchical structures, trees with branches connecting related ideas, not merely strings of words. Consider this grammatically correct but incomprehensible example. The man, the woman, the child hugged, kissed, laughed. Your mind struggles because it must hold too many unresolved dependencies in memory. Good writers follow principles aligned with how our brains process language. The light before heavy principle places short phrases before longer ones, while given before new introduces familiar information before novel concepts. These aren't arbitrary rules, but cognitive principles that reduce mental effort. Passive voice isn't inherently bad, it's a tool with specific functions, like emphasizing the recipient of an action or maintaining thematic continuity. When sentences become too complex, break them into shorter ones. When modifiers could attach to multiple phrases, rewrite to eliminate ambiguity. By treating sentences as architectural structures designed for cognitive processing, you create prose that guides readers smoothly through your ideas. Have you ever read a paragraph where each sentence seemed fine individually, but together they felt disjointed? That's a failure of coherence, the invisible thread connecting ideas across sentences and paragraphs. Readers desperately seek these connections, so much that they'll supply coherence where none exists. This explains unintentional humor in disjointed writing, like the church bulletin. The ladies of the church have cast off clothing of every kind, and they can be seen in the church basement on Friday afternoon. Creating coherence requires managing arcs of coherence, threads connecting ideas throughout your text. These include consistent entity references, logical relationships between propositions using appropriate connectives like however and therefore, and thematic consistency. A powerful technique is creating thematic strings, organizing related concepts around recurring themes with clear connections to previous mentions. Consider two historians writing about warfare. One jumps between Clausewitz, religions, the Enlightenment, and Freud without explaining connections. The other clearly labels themes, criminal versus disciplined warfare, explores each consecutively, and uses related terms. By following these principles, you create prose that flows naturally, carrying readers along without forcing them to reconstruct logical connections. Did your English teacher forbid split infinitives or ending sentences with prepositions? These rules are myths with dubious origins. The split infinitive rule came from forcing English into Latin grammar, while the preposition rule would turn Churchill's natural, "This is nonsense I will not put up with," into the awkward, "This is nonsense up with which I will not put." Language evolves through users' collective choices, not authorities' decrees. Standard written English follows conventions that signal care and competence, but these are community agreements, not eternal truths. Even excellent writers have violated many supposed rules. The singular they has appeared in literature for centuries, and starting sentences with and or but has been common practice among great writers for generations. This helps distinguish between genuine errors that impede clarity and harmless variations reflecting language's natural evolution. Grammar matters, but only when serving clarity rather than arbitrary tradition. Have you noticed how a well-placed dash creates dramatic emphasis, while a parenthetical aside, like this one, feels more like a whispered secret? Punctuation marks function as traffic signals for meaning, guiding readers through text. The Oxford comma in lists like red, white, and blue prevents ambiguity. Without it, "I'd like to thank my parents, Ayn Rand and God," could suggest Ayn Rand and God are the writer's parents. Paragraph breaks signal topic shifts. Dashes create dramatic pauses or emphasize information more strongly than commas. Semicolons connect related, independent clauses. They suggest a relationship between thoughts stronger than separate sentences, but less integrated than conjunction-joined clauses. Understanding these functions helps you deploy punctuation strategically for clarity and impact. At its heart, good writing is an ethical practice, a form of respect for readers and their cognitive limitations. The curse of knowledge presents both a cognitive and moral challenge. Can you step outside your perspective to understand how others receive your words? This empathetic leap improves writing and cultivates a valuable human quality. Classic style reflects a commitment to honest communication by presenting ideas as if pointing to visible objects. This invites readers to verify claims rather than accepting them on authority. Grammatical choices reflect values. Precise language shows respect for truth. Avoiding jargon demonstrates concern for accessibility. Maintaining coherence acknowledges readers' limited cognitive resources. The path to better writing is practical. Read good prose and reverse engineer its techniques. Embrace revision, seek feedback, and review your writing after time has passed. These strategies demystify the process for anyone willing to practice deliberately. Style matters not because arbitrary rules signal membership in an elite, but because clear prose helps spread ideas, earns readers' trust, and adds beauty to the world. In a world divided by specialized knowledge, communicating clearly across boundaries contributes profoundly to human understanding.